Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting third. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting fourth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Galen Cisco. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Galen Cisco. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting second. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting third. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Billy Heft. And now, play ball. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pagliarani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herzog moves to third. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt takes first base on ball four. Powell moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive towards the mound. Cisco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Pagliarani reaches second base with a double. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pagliarani moves to third. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pagliarani tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone juggles the ball. That's an error on Malzone. Lau moves to second. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cisco fields it and throws to third for the out. Adair moves to second. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0 for 1 in the game. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. Adair moves to third. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Herzog is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling strikes out. One out. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cisco fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brandt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 1 in the game. Bressuit hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt who is chasing the ball. Bressuit reaches third base with a triple. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bressuit scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Clinton moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Malzone bunts towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. Clinton moves to third. Pagliarani moves to second. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hardy is walked intentionally. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair can't make a play. That's a base hit. Clinton scores. Pagliarani scores. Hardy moves to third. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hardy scores. Yastrzemski moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisco is 0-for-1 in the game. Cisco takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair misplays the ball. That's an error on Adair. Yastrzemski moves to third. Cisco moves to second. Westock now pitching. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Bressuit hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive towards third. Malzone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clinton strikes out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Pagliarani hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hardy takes first base on ball 4. Malzone moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Temple pinch hits for Westock. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-2 in the game. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Temple moves to second. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herzog strikes out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Short now pitching. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Schilling hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Galen Sisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisco is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sisco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Sisco reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 3 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Bressuit hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Short fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Gentile moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit fields it and throws to second for the out. Gentile moves to third. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. Robinson steals second. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lau hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gentile tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair takes first base on ball 4. Marv Thronberry pinch hits for Bill Short. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim LeHue now pitching. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Malzone bunts towards the mound. LeHue fields it and throws to first for the out. Pagliarani moves to second. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hardy takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pagliarani moves to third. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0 for 3 in the game. Breeding hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Breeding moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gentile hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Breeding scores. Powell moves to second. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Dick Raditz now pitching. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Powell moves to third. Gentile moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hardy. Lau reaches second base with a double. Powell scores. Gentile scores. There goes Brandt trying to get to home. Yastrzemski throws the ball into Pagliarani, who tags Brandt for the out. It's 5-4, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Raditz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raditz strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 4 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clinton hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Jim Lehua. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Breeding hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Papp is now pitching. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Pagliarani hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Herzog is called out on strikes. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nicholson pinch runs for Jim Gentile. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Nicholson moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raditz fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.